Tony Henley Ministries is a nonprofit that is dedicated to inspiring and equipping believers to be leaders. We do this through counseling, coaching, written word, as well as public speaking and audio. Go to TonyHenley.org for more information. The mouth of the uncompromisingly righteous man is a well of life, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. Proverbs 10:11, Amplified. Our mouths are an important part of our faith walk. What we say can either be life or death. This passage talks about the uncompromisingly righteous man is a well of life. Men and women that are uncompromising will tell the truth. Sometimes the truth can be hard to hear, but it brings life to our situation. I've had times where I'm in a situation that is not going well for me, and either someone will speak correction or God directly speaks correction. Other times I've had people speak encouragement to me, or they give me hope in a situation and it brings life to me or the situation I am facing. A well springs up and constantly refreshes. It's the same with our words. We don't speak life one time and then quit. We continue to speak life. I had a pastor who used to say, choose your words, because once you say them, they are like a feather pillow that is open. The feathers go everywhere and it is virtually impossible to pick them up. In other words, words can't be taken back. People remember what you said, either good or bad. Sometimes they cause wounds that stay there for a while. Pastor Joel Osteen said this, be careful what you say. You can say something hurtful in 10 seconds, but 10 years later, the wounds are still there. Words are used to encourage people too. One author said, one kind word can change someone's entire day. Mother Teresa said, kind words can be short and easy to speak, but their echoes are truly endless. The passage we're looking at today also says the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. Wicked people use their words to hurt people and do them harm. Gossiping, attacking someone verbally, pointing out someone's weaknesses. These are the kind of words that can do someone harm, hurt feelings, divide friends and family. They can ruin someone's reputation. God has given us the power of words. Let us use them to build others up, not tear them down. Use your words to encourage. Use our words to declare God's greatness, goodness. Use our mouths to praise and worship. God has created all of us with words that we can use that can either build someone up or tear someone down. Today we have a choice. So I encourage you, you know, put a self-check on yourself as you go through the day. Are you saying things that are positive or are you talking negative? Are you encouraging? Are you lifting up or are you tearing down? Are you gossiping? Are you tearing someone's reputation down or are you building them up? I find that when somebody gossips about somebody else to me, even when I was working in church, I remember people would come up and they'd say, hey, did you know Johnny did this? My immediate response would be, let's pray for Johnny. And we'd pray right then, not I'm going to go home and pray. Let's pray right then. And I found that gossipers don't come back too often when you do that. So I encourage you, lift people up, don't tear them down. Again, this is Tony Henley. Thank you so much. I'm honored that you would listen to our podcast. Go to our website, TonyHenley.org or Tony Henley Ministries, and you'll find other resources. Again, we thank you so much for listening.